Okay, Poiskim Bechavod Achsanya, Yishkoyach, to Kenny Yeager for hosting, and the shiur is being sponsored in memory of
Ari Leib.
Ben Chaim Zev.
And Yankee's mother-in-law.
And Yankee's mother-in-law?
Give me a minute. Roger
Rivka Bas.
Shlomo.
Shlomo Shabbat Aliyah. Should be when's it your time? When's
Chavdal.
Should have an Aliyah. Should be not just a Melech Yosir. Should have a house full of Torah that always does so much chesed. Amongst the probably biggest chesed is employing somebody from Eretz Yisrael who doesn't know what he's doing. So shkoyach for that. Certainly, but also to encourage Torah in the home and chesed in the home. So there's nothing better than that. And always yishkoyach the Yankee who pushes to make sure the shirim happen. And in ein kemach ein Torah. Very good. So I want to apologize in that number one, you know, I try to do a topic so that, you know, people will be interested. I'm not sure what the appropriate topic is. We said, you know, is there a bracha on making aliyah? I played with another topic called is there a bracha on being a Zionist? That's probably what I'm going to post on Why You Torah. But we'll understand what we're saying. So first of all, the first question that was already asked in the while we're eating our chickies, please continue to eat. I'll eat after. And that is the integral part of, is there a mitzvah even to make aliyah? Ooh, big machlekes. We all know this machlekes. I admit, I don't have to tell you, but anybody who's listening, I'm no gay abadover. I live in Eretz Yisrael. So everybody agrees that there's a mitzvah. This is an oft problematic statement. The question is a mitzvah midaraisa, it was a mitzvah midarabanan. So the most famous tshuva ever in the history of tshuvas on Aliyah, in my opinion, is Rav Moshe Feinstein's. The Rambam. The Rambam says, yeah. The Rambam was a different reason. The Rambam's famous thing when he lived in Egypt, so he write that he's being over and all the Surim, but that was because there was an Isser to live in Egypt, which might be similar. Actually, I heard a great shiur, there's actually a whole sefer on living in Spain, because they were expelled. People also didn't live in Spain. There was an important custom there. But the Rambam, that was a little bit different. You have the famous machlekes between the Ramban and why the Rambam seemingly left it out of the Sefer HaMitzvah. So the Ramban says, what do you mean? It's such an obvious mitzvah. It's like Yichud Hashem. It's so obvious. Of course he left it out because it's so obvious to do. So Rav Moshe picks up on this idea, this famous machlekes, and there's many Rishonim, and it's not the topic for today. But just to keep in mind that it is a very important topic, and generally, it's a, you know, quote unquote, but it becomes a boring topic because everybody hears about it, especially when that guy comes from Eretz Yisrael. He wants to go ahead, so I'm not going to do that. But Rav Moshe has a very unique interpretation. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his tshuva that there is different mitzvahs categories. Mitzvahs chiyumis, right? So we have different mitzvahs that are chiyuvis and chiyumis. You have a chiyuv to do certain mitzvahs where there's no shiloh in the world about it, where nobody would ask a question. There's no question about it. But then we have sometimes that we have mitzvahs where it's a mitzvahs, what? A mitzvahs kiyumas. What does that mean? A mitzvah kiyumas? Like tzitzis. So we know, Baruch Hashem, we've all accepted upon ourselves the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's no question about it. But there is a tremendous question whether or not a person really has to wear tzitzis. You know, when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, so we try to educate our children very much so. But we know that nowadays we don't wear tzitzis. Mitzad, that's what our garments are. Right? That's not generally the way that our garments are. Once in a while, you have a cute shiloh. There's actually people who live in certain yeshuvim in Eretz Yisrael. They have these scarves that they dafka wear to be mechayiv themselves in tzitzis during the winter, and you see the gorgeous tchelas on it and things like that. Okay, very nice shiloh. That's true, but okay. So Rav Moshe wants to say that there are certain things that I don't want to say argue on Rav Moshe chas v'shalom, but we all mechayiv ourselves. Everybody wears tzitzis. So can't you say the same thing when it comes to Eretz Yisrael? The famous Tosfos, of course, of Chaim Cohen, it says that maybe we could say that it's dangerous today in the times of the Tosfos. It was dangerous. One could certainly argue that modern day, what's going on in the United States of America every other day, shootings and all these different things, it's hard to say that Eretz Yisrael is not safer. But that would be the question. So what am I trying to get at here? So I'm trying to get at something that's very different. When I told my wife what my topic was this evening, she says, what are you going to discuss? It's so obvious. Of course there's a bracha on Eretz Yisrael. There's a bracha on Aliyah. You know what the bracha is? Shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'hiyanu lazman hazeh. Very, very beautiful. So I said, okay, yishkoyach, now I can't give shir. She laughed. But I'll give a shir, because I don't think that that's the correct bracha, actually. Because we have to define what's a shechayanu. So we are in the midst of our simcha, the reason why we had bread today, right? We're Purim Katan, right? We're Shushan Purim Katan, so even more of a shayla. The Ramah writes, Toivle Mishnah Tavid. There's no tachanun. So this is the ultimate simcha. Although many wanted to change Purim Katan this year to a Monday or a Thursday. It's not fair. It's a Tuesday and Wednesday. Okay, fine. So that's a big shayla, yeah. So Shushan Purim Katan. So the Ramah there asked, the Shulchan Aruch says, there's not such a simcha. But it's Shushan Purim Katan. And then the famous last Ramah in all of Shulchan Aruch, where does he write? Toivle Mishnah Tavid. It's always good to be besimcha. So famously quoted, many quote, the first Ramah says what? Shivisi Hashem Lenegi Tamid. You got to have the bookends of Tamid. You can be party and be happy, but it's got to be in front of the Ribbono Shalom. What does that teach us? Yeah, Shechiyanu is a bracha of Simcha. Simcha, you're able to do something that you didn't do before. But this bracha is generally said only on new physical items that we purchase. There's a question today whether or not we would do it on new fruits. The famous, of course, Shaila today that everybody knows that there's only one time for sure the entire year I have to make a Shechiyanu, and that is when? That's on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. I mean, if you don't have the new fruit, you know, forget about it. You might as well, you know, and you have to find that special fruit. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not as easy as we have in Eretz Yisrael. You have to really find the fruits. There's always, the Shaila is you make a Shechiyanu on a new fruit that you don't like. I know what happens to the custom in my house. The custom in my house is that they make a Shechiyanu, and my kids spit out the fruit. So that's not a good Shechiyanu, right? Because it's usually a kumquat. It's some crazy thing you never heard of before, and the kids taste it, and they spit. So you don't make a Shechiyanu on something that you don't have true simcha. So it's to be very careful whether Shechiyanu is correct or not. But what I want to discuss is something different. It's a bracha you may have never heard of, and I'll be very honest with you. Chatasi ani maskir ayom. It's a mefurish siman shulchan aruch, a mefurish gemara. I did not remember this bracha. It was reminded to me over a meal. I was visiting some friends. I'm sorry, my friends were visiting us, and they decided to go out to let's just say a restaurant I wouldn't normally go out to in Eretz Yisrael because it's a little bit expensive, and I got a little nervous. You know, I'm gonna have to split chetzi chetzi. I'm gonna have to. I felt playing any time. It's fine. So we get there, and the greatest thing ever happened. My friends come with their parents. So even though I'm 40 years old, everybody knows if your parents come, I'm going to pay. So I'm all excited going to a waffle bar now, and I can get whatever I want. Unfortunately, the father says to me, "Rabbi, you want to earn your keep? You want to get a free meal?" I said, "You got me a meal." So he says, "Tell me the following thing. Yesterday we had an awesome dedication." This is a very beautiful story. He said, "We dedicated," meaning they paid a lot of money, "to dedicate an apartment in Ir David." Anybody's ever been to that beautiful place? So they spent a lot of money dedicating it. And he says, "We had this huge ceremony. We bought an apartment for someone, right, over there in Silouan." And he said, "And there I made three brachas. If you can name the three brachas," he says, "you get free lunch." So being like any good rabbi, I said, "Just excuse me for a moment, my stomach's hurting, I need to use the men's room." And I quickly went to Rabbi Google, and I Googled it. It was hard. What do you Google? What do you write? You know, three brachas that. So I thought I knew two of the brachas right away. That's a pretty easy one. So one was the Shechiyanu, right? Okay. I thought that was incorrect. Right, there's always going to be a mezuzah there. It's interesting, because I told him afterwards, there's also a shayla, if it's in your person's own home, should they be mechabit somebody else? They're chassidish rebbes, they always mechabit them, or the rav, they mechabit them. So the question is, should you do the brachas yourself, and should you make a bracha each time if you're doing it at one time? Okay, but that wasn't it. The third one was this bracha. Source number one. Tana Rabbanan Gemara Brachas Daf Nun Ches. Haroi Bate Yisrael. I'm going to purposely not translate all this. If you see, I'm just saying the houses of Israel, the Yeshuvam, in their Yeshuv, rebuilt, let's say, you make a bracha. Anytime the Gemara says a bracha, B'Shem Malchus, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Meisiv Gvul Almana. That Hashem has returned. In fact, the Rabbeinu Rucham uses the word, it's not Meisiv, it's Meishiv, to return the Gvul of the Almana, coming from Eicha, of course. That we're returning the borders of the Almana. Who's the Almana? Like we say in Eicha, right? The Ribbono Shel Olam Kivayachol. right? That Eretz Yisrael is not being rebuilt. Now it's being rebuilt. Ah, we make a bracha. And in Bechorban, Rachmana Litzlan, if we see cities being destroyed or houses being destroyed, you say Baruch Dynamis. That's what he writes. So this was the bracha that he said. Ooh, this is very interesting. I said, I got to research this. I didn't know that this was something that people actually said today. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to research this. And the shaila is at the end of the shaila, and I'm chas v'shalom, I'm not a mekachtos here, we want to ask the question. So somebody moves to Eretz Yisrael, so everybody that moves to Eretz Yisrael is going to be moving to a new apartment, a new home, a new, whatever it might be. So certainly if he's moving, let's say, I had the tzchus 10 years ago of moving to a place called Ramat Shiloh in Ramat Beit Shemesh that has never been inhabited. In fact, the first year, we lived in quite interesting times. We really felt like Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Mamish. It happened to be the Shemitah year, so my entire backyard was thorns. Nobody was allowed to play outside. And in order to get to Shul, you had to jump over the mud, and it was really the real thing. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Mamish. So maybe one could argue, as we'll see in a moment, maybe that's the perfect place to make a bracha, a place that nobody ever lived before. I live in Beit Shemesh, the place of David HaMelech, David and Goliath, Shevet Yehuda. What a bread. Maybe this is what the bracha is. So let's. What we're going to try to do is we're going to try to define this bracha, right? So this original bracha, this idea also comes from a pasuk. We're going to quote later on Rav Melamed. Rav Melamed has a beautiful piece both in Penine Halacha Rav Elazar Melamed, but also he has a tshuva on this as well. So he quotes a pasuk which he says that this really comes from. He quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu that speaks about again returning the almana, if you will, the widow. So if you look at source number 2, there's going to be a machlekes. There's a machlekes Rishonim. Rashi very quickly says the following thing. Baruch Mesi Gul Amana, what does it mean? Kigon, for example, Bi Yishuv, Bayis Sheni. Right? Picture what happened. Right? Bayis Rishon, right, was devastation. Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Al Naros Bavel, Gam Yashamnu, Gam Bachinu, the crying, they are... And then comes along Ezra and says, let's come back, everybody come back. Unfortunately, we know the story, of course. Many Jews did not return. But those Jews that returned started to rebuild their homes, started to rebuild. Says Rashi, that's what we're talking about. So on the outset, it appears to be that Rashi's saying, when there's a base of Ignash, right? Okay, he does use the word kigon, so maybe we're not exactly there. But kigon maybe means, so the question is, what does kigon mean? It's very interesting to point out, the Abu Zraham, the famous commentary, there's a lot of stuff on the Siddurim and stuff. I remember back in the day, in the Tuesday night Siddurim, I quoted the Abu Zraham a lot. It says, Afilu be'eretz Yisrael. It says something very startling. He says, this bracha, you can even say in Eretz Yisrael. We'll see in a moment where many are going to say, you can only say in Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean? You could Afilu? He says, because there's no land of Almana more than Eretz Yisrael. Right? So go ahead and see, God forbid, you know, I was going to work. You go on Route 80, and there was a big fire a few weeks ago. I didn't know about this. The Markel. Right? The Markel factory, right? All the Nebuch toilet paper, and it went up in flames. So, very sad. So, but nobody said, we should say Baruch Dynamis on that. It's America, nu sachako. Okay? So, but here, says the Abu Draham, it's still a Ramana. Right? This reminds me of the famous 1967. Maybe 68, right after, 1967. So we had Chav Chesir, we get back to Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. Rav Gorin is the chief rabbi of the army, and he says, we have to change Tfilas Nachem on Tisha B'Av. A few months later, he says, how can you say the words Ir Bezuya? Right? How are you allowed to say that this is a, right, that we're rebuilding Yerushalayim now? One could further argue, nowadays, look what's happened. I've told the story many times. I'll just tell you this as briefly as I can. Years ago, we have a beautiful custom in Leva Torah. So we go early in the morning. We daven in Yerushalayim. And then we dance the streets, right? Before the big dancing on Yom Yerushalayim, we dance the streets and we go to the Kotel. It's so beautiful. Everybody's all excited and so on and so forth. It's really, really great. So we're there. We get to the point of the beautiful city hall. And there's an interviewer there. And he has a little sign. It says, Kol Yisrael, right? The famous, you know, radio show. So he says, does anybody want to be interviewed? So all the rabbis are like, no. I'm like, I want to be interviewed. My parents are going to hear me on TV. It's very exciting. So it happened to be the interviewer was an Arab guy. You know, we live in a progressive country, Baruch Hashem. So, okay. And he's asking me all these questions. But I start to see the line of questions are very strange. And he says, explain to me why you're here. He's in his very thick, you know, and he says, and I said, he goes, oh, it's because you want to show that you control Yerushalayim and the Arabs don't? And I'm like, whoa, what are you talking about? I was very, so while he's interviewing me, one of the rabbis are in the back going, no, don't interview. And I'm like, it's called Yisrael. I grew up, I always remember my father loved Eretz Yisrael, loves Eretz Yisrael so much. He used to have a shortwave radio. It's hard to, hard to explain it. Somebody's going to listen to Hawaii Dora. You have to look it up on Google what that is. And he would listen to Kol Yisrael, right? Beep, beep, we still have that today, right? Anyway. So I'm interviewing, and this is the word I said. I said to the board, I said, I went to Eretz Yisrael for the year like these boys, but I went 20-something years ago. 20 years ago, this city hall wasn't here, right? The city hall is this little thumb thing. And I go, and I thank Mr. Waldorf for building, you're rebuilding Yerushalayim, Mr. Waldorf, and Mr. Mamilla, and whoever, right? Mr., all those people, they're rebuilding. It's unbelievable what I see here. So the guy didn't like it, and he left. Anyway, afterwards, I said to the rabbi, I said to him, why were you making all this noise? Why were you doing all this stuff? So he said to me, it was Kol Yisrael Arabia. He says, they're going to translate everything you said into Arabic, and they're going to say all these terrible things about you. So it wasn't true. I listened late night. I don't know Arabic. I don't know what channel it is. So maybe they did, but I felt good that I was on the radio. So my parents didn't get nachas. I don't think they tuned into that station. But let's go back to Rav Gorin. So famously, they asked Rav Soloveitchik, what did he think about it? And Rav Soloveitchik says, what are you talking about? He says, are there still churches in Yerushalayim? Yeah. He goes, Eir Bezuya. It's still a Bezuya. There's no Beis HaMikdash. We've reached a level. So there's been the Rinat Yisrael, I think Siddur is one of the only Siddurim that put in the new thing. So it uses a very good word. And many of the Zionistic rabbis in Eretz Yisrael love this word. It says, it was Ki Bezuya, right? It's getting there, right? The famous Reishis Michas Gulaseinu. So some people like to say Rav Shechter's addition to that was what? Shetehe. It should be. We think. We don't know. We're not Neviyah. Something along those lines. So I guess the Abudraham is saying, even in Eretz Yisrael, it's almost a chutzpah. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but we're rebuilding it. So maybe you could say it there. Now look at the riff. The riff comes out and says something in source number three, in my opinion, startling. Haroeh bate knesios. When we said the houses of Israel, says the riff, obviously we're talking about shuls. Shel Yisrael b'yushivam. When they were being rebuilt, you make this bracha. Seemingly, at least according to the outset of what it says, this is the same thing that the Meiri says as well, quoting the riff really. What does it seem? It doesn't have to be in Eretz Yisrael, anywhere. A rebuilt shul. I happened to be sitting at a wedding when my Talmidah got married. So I was sitting next to a professor in Touro College. So I said to him, where do you live? He thought I wouldn't know. It's like my Talmidah don't know I'm from the Five Towns originally. So they say, oh, I'm from the Five Towns. I said, oh, really? And they think, what am I going to know? What am I, a guy from Eretz Yisrael? I said, which town do you live in? And he says, West Hempstead. I said, no, that's not even the 17th town. You're out, man. And he says, oh, I didn't know you were now. Okay, fine. So what does it mean? So maybe any show. Oh, so this guy says to me, where does he live? He lives in Arvorm. Anybody know what that is?
Yes.
So I know. So I said to him, all I know about that, there used to be a gorgeous shul there. I think it's still there because it's one of those, they're not allowed to knock it down.
It's,
I said,
it's now becoming...
Coming again. Yeah. Oh, they have no, far Akron, they have nowhere to move. So, yeah.
Arvorm was further up in the 60s.
So I wrote about the Yisrael Yeshuvam. So now you're going to tell me, let's say they rebuild the shul, just like you said. They're rebuilding Far Rockaway now, and now they're moving closer and closer. They're going to get closer to Bell Harbor. And now that this gorgeous shul is going to be rebuilt, you make a bracha. The Rif, seemingly, whether it's Israel, according to the Rif, maybe, right? Maybe. So the Bach picks this up. Of course, the Bach met much later on, commentary on the tour, and the Bach says, I don't understand. Where did the Rif get this from? The Gemara clearly uses the words, the houses of Israel. The houses of Israel means the shuls of Israel? I don't think so. Very strange, he writes. He says, Lo amar b'lo shabbat k'nisiyot. What is it talking about? Doesn't seem to make any sense. Right? Rashi seems to be talking about something miyuchad special about the land of Israel itself. Very difficult. How do you come to that? And that is going to center around the major machlokas over here between Rashi and the Rif, which is going to be, what are we talking about here? If you hold like the Rif, very interesting, right? All of a sudden, you have an addition to Beth Abraham, or a Torah votes to buy the house and to expand the shul, whatever, right? So what? You make a bracha now? According to the Rif? I don't know. The Marashah picks up on this as well. The Marsha says, Perish Rashi, you can go be Yishab by Cheney. Dik Dek Lefarish, key source number four, ki hacha mishum, the Chorban Bayis Risho Nimshalu Yisrael Almana. After the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, we were the ultimate Almanot. We were the widows. Kamosha Kasaf, Haisa Ke Almana, like the Pasuk says in Eicha, Shinigala Bayit Sheni, now they came back. Oh, so we're starting to build again. So he writes, very important, Mikre Bata Yisrael B'Yushuvam Kigon Beis Hamikdash, Charv Lo Shayach. The Marsha very succinctly says, very important. If there's no Beis Hamikdash, you can't make this bracha. Well, chutzpah. There's no Beis Hamikdash, like I said. Very nice, 1948, 1967, wonderful. We rebuild again, but we don't have a Beis Hamikdash. Right? Shulim still Hochimbo. I mean, Rabbi Yisai. You still go up. I always remember as my year in Israel, I had this chutz. Every month we would go to an Ethiopian village. We would make Shabbos for them. So we started to on Fridays. We go up late Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken. We teach Fridays English. You know, it was a horrible experience. They didn't want us to teach English. It was really bad. Anyway, but so we started to ask, like we wanted to talk to them. So he said, tell us your experience when you moved here from Ethiopia. What? Unbelievable. So they told us this amazing story. We actually went to their, it's called something else, but their like chief rabbi's house. And they were telling us the story. It's hard to believe that this is true, but Mamash, I remember the story. That they came, they told us two amazing things. One, we know, right, in Yonah Dioma, they thought that Purim, right, Paras Umadai, right, Persia went to Madai, Hodu Vaad, Kush. Kush is Ethiopia. He said they received all the notices that said that the Jews are going to be annihilated. They didn't receive the other notice. So he says Purim, they had a custom to fast. They would fast for 3 days. That was what their custom was. They didn't know that. And the second thing, Nebuch lo leinu, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, so the first place they said, "Nu, take us to the temple." So they understood. They wanted to go to the Kotel. So they take them to the Kotel. They get there and they go, "Wow!" And they're enthralled and it's beautiful. And they take them to this little wall. They're like, "Okay, let's go up." And they go, "Well, you know, it's a machlekes, harabayas, Rabbi Tendler versus Rabbi At, whatever." And they go, "What?" And they go, "That's the Beis Hamikdash, no?" They start laughing at them. "What do you mean, Beis Hamikdash?" They says that. And they start crying. They didn't know about the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash. That's what they told us. I'm shocked about this. They didn't know can you imagine? They said it was horrible. Anyway, then we felt hard. We were like shocked that they tried to make a joke. They said, "Oh, you want to hear something else funny?" They said, when they first came here, it was a big deal. They gave all the apartments, everybody got refrigerators. It was a big deal. Refrigerator, I don't know what it was. So they said, we were so excited. We didn't know what a refrigerator was used for. So in the morning, it was so great. It was so hot in Eretz Yisrael. We would wake up in the morning. We put our clothes there the night before. And you would put your clothes on there, it would be cold. And they said, no, you put the food in there. And they're like, psh, what a chiddush lifla. In any case, that, still there's no Beis HaMikdash. What a feeling. So the Marsha seems to say, according to Rashi, there's not Shaykh if there's no Beis HaMikdash. That being said, there are other Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who quotes Rabbeinu Manoach, who says, the bracha is dafka bracha about Eretz Yisrael, and maybe it can be said as long as there is rebuilding, right? And it's true that the Rif is the minority opinion. The Rabbeinu Chananel, Rashi, the Rambam, so many disagree with this Rif and say it's not talking dafka about shuls, okay? Comes along the tour here in source number 5 and says, Haroi bata Yisrael b'yushuvam. Very interesting. He says, Omer baruch atah Hashem mechad v'chol meitzik v'lamana b'churban omer baruch tayim. It quotes this. This is based on the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this lashon. Now the difference is that source number 6 says the Shulchan Aruch here, paskin la'halacha. Rama doesn't disagree with this. In Reish Chav Dalet, Sif Yud, and says, Haroi bata Yisrael b'yushuvam kigon bayit sheni. He actually uses the lashon of Rashi, which the Rambam does not use. So, of course, this is important to us because if you look at the Torah copies the words of the Gemara based on the Rosh as well, of course. So this is just an important point because the Torah is not exactly this. Bayit Sheni might, quote-unquote, get us in trouble, then maybe you shouldn't make this bracha today, right? Okay. The Beis Yosef actually commented in his commentary in the Beis Yosef on the Torah itself. So he writes, again, questioning this, he says, where are we now? Right? He says, this is like like a Maisa Satan, to think that, yes, it's great, and we're getting closer, but we're not at the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe it's a question. And the Mishnah Berurah picks up on this in source number 7. And he writes here the following. He says, Perish, Bate Asire Yisrael, Mishuvah Betokef, Ugevura, Kigon, Biyushuv Bayit Sheni. Rashi's saying, talking about when you're being able to rebuild it, the Esha Dafka Be'eretz Yisrael. It's probably only talking about in the land of Israel. Uvazman Bayit Sheni, and Dafka in the times of Bayit Sheni. Ka'amar, Aval Bazman Azeh. Today, afilu be'eretz Yisrael lo, you can't make this bracha. Sorry, the afilu imheim yushavim ata kemo b'vayusheni. Even if they're being rebuilt, like in the times of the second base of Mikdash, gam kein mevarchem la'rif. You're right. You make the bracha according to the rif. But the Yisrael b'yushuvam haynu but the kenes yoshavam tocham v'chein nago olam she'ein mevarchem. We don't make this bracha today. Certainly outside of Eretz Yisrael, the kusav be'el yaraba the ein chilik ben Eretz Yisrael chutzlav sizman hazeh. And he's writes by Pnimei Gadlim Mitzadeid Vizmanazeh Tov Levarach Baruch Meitzim Menel Below Shem Amalchus. Very strange about Mishnah Berurah, because we know that's not a bracha. Saying Baruch without Shem Hashem is nothing. So that's what he suggests. So it appears to be an open and shut case. Mishnah Berurah passes for us. Forget about it. There's a machlokes here. Riff Rush. Ah, don't make the bracha today. I still have a few more minutes though. So what I have to say.
But again, yeah. This was. If you were allowed, you're going to make the bracha even without the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah.
So I come as a tourist and I look at it.
Yeah.
I
very good. So that's what we're going to say. So you said, who cares, Hartstein? You made Aliyah, you're shkoyach. Big deal. What does that get you? Nothing. I mean, maybe it gets me a lot of more mitzvahs than you. But okay, fine. Nechei glom mahaba. That's all. Whatever. Okay, fine. Free burial. Okay. No, but you're right. So maybe we're going to say, well, it's something to do with the Aliyah. Who cares about it? No, who cares? Who cares? Right? My in-law's going to be really happy, right? They'll say, okay, it doesn't matter, right? Okay, so that's going to be the question here. And trust me, we'll get to it. So first I quoted the Sheil Sechuvas, Yehuda Yala, HaRav Asad. Rav Asad, because he lived in a town, his last name was Asad, he lived until 1866, 1796. The Chassam Sofer called him the Rabba Shel. He was the Rav of all of the Hungarian Jewry. So he writes the following thing. Shuz Masad B'Shuvas, so he quotes different Sheils B'Shuvas, and he says, Lina Yastaisi, Levarech al Binyan Beis HaKnesses, B'Chinucho, B'Rabin, B'Eretz Yisrael, Mesik V'Lamana, T'Mekadosh Mahadino, Ke'Ariya Kodesh Nivra. He says, yeah. In Eretz Yisrael, when you build a shul, it's very funny what he does here. He takes a little bit of both. Dips into Rashi and dips into the Rif. He says, no, it's only by shuls. We'll actually see this a little bit later on. And that's why I said this is the Zionist bracha. Because what's going to happen is there's going to be a big split over here. Let me just get to the last of the non-Zionistic tshuvas, if you will. The Mishnah Halachas. The Mishnah Halachas says over here in source number 9, with Menashe Klein, Udosh Kosov, Dar B'Yushuv Yosef Mechadoshim Ritzufim. What about if you live in new places nowadays? Lefinai Staiti near a Pashtein in Mevarach. The La'achr Kama Chadoshim came a Shirah Yushuv calls man. So the guy wrote him a following question. He says, I never heard of this bracha before, and here I am living in, I don't know, let's say Ramot, which was obviously in those days somewhat new, or I live mamish in a new yushuv, right? I live in whatever. Kfar Eliezer, I don't know, just made it up. Whatever, I live in some new place. So he says, you live there for too many months now, you can't make the bracha. Seemingly what? If you just move there, maybe you can make a bracha. There are those that argue and say, what do you mean? These are the brachas that we talk about, you make every 30 days. Maybe a person would make it out every 30 days. That seems to be a little bit difficult to say. But maybe a person could go ahead and say that. Now, so that's up until now. So, but now turn the side, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. This is the very important part. So I just want to say that what's interesting is when I went back to yeshiva after I got the free lunch anyway because he felt bad for me, even though I never heard the bracha before yet. So I went back to yeshiva and I said, obviously I'm the only idiot, I'm a fake Ram in yeshiva Levi Torah, and I said everybody's going to know the bracha. So it was a split. Who knew the bracha like this? All of the rabbis that were born in Eretz Yisrael, right? They were like, yeah, of course. He says, you already saw the machlokes, the Rashi and the Rif. I'm like, yeah, obviously. I meant, is there any more Torah on it? He's like, and you saw the Gemara. He said, yeah, the you know, I guess. I said, you see the Rambam? He says, yeah, ooh, there's a Rambam. Yeah. Okay, you're shkoyach, yeah. So they pointed me to these tshuvas. This all of a sudden become what we call the Zionist raid. This is how you define yourself. You'll see in a moment why I'm saying that. This defined yourself as a Zionist. Why? Because it's going to be, new, what do you think? Are we really like Bayit Sheni? Right? Meaning what? You had a time where not all the Jewish people, as we said, Bayis Rishon, Nebuch, devastation, and now they announce we're building Bayit Sheni. So some people, as the Achsanya will tell me, said, no, so you come to Eretz Yisrael, when the third base of English is rebuilt, what will happen? Who will come to Eretz Yisrael? All the people will come, and what will they do?
Take a picture and go back home.
Take a picture and go back home, like you heard from a great Rosh Yeshiva once, right? Take a picture and go home. I'm not going to say who it is. Anyway, right? Who knows? Rabbi say, I don't know what's going to happen. Third base of English is around. There's going to be certainly some people who say, listen, love it, but I have tickets Dafka Sukkah's time. So like now it's not, it's Rosh Hashanah. Is that, can I come later? I don't know, right? You have some people right after...
Well, it might be tax season.
Right. Maybe tax season. Come on. He's going to take all the sandwiches away. So, well, no, he's going to say, it's a write-off. We can go. It's a good... Okay, fine. No more taxes. We're done. Okay. So that's that, right? So you have some people. Who knows what's going to be? So one could argue, wait. Stop. That's where we are right now. What do you mean when the... This is the birth pangs of Mashiach. I remember, even though sometimes we have to be reminded by people who seemingly on the outset aren't as frum as us. The Minister of Transportation, Yisrael Katz, I believe his name is. Katz is definitely his last name.
No.
Yeah. There's no foreign minister. No, there's no foreign minister. The foreign minister is Hotavelli. Hotavelli is the assistant foreign minister. I don't know. I haven't been there for like a month. What? Oh, yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow. I see. I'm not. I don't know what's going on. Wow.
So okay. See, he's from me.
I didn't. I didn't look. Yeah.
I don't have a phone. Last week.
Right. Okay. So the former Minister of Transportation, apparently. So when they built those that drive through, you know, Road 1 now, they built these beautiful, it's much, much quicker now. It's amazing. And where I live, they built the 38. It's amazing. So when I go visit my son in yeshiva, you know, instead of taking an hour and 15 minutes, now it literally takes 50 minutes. It's amazing. Everything's changed. So he's standing by the tunnels right on Route 1. And he's standing there and he starts quoting Pesukim. He says, you see, this is what the Navi says. There'll be roadway, right? There'll be speedways to Yerushalayim. Now they're building the speed train also. He can't really say that now because it doesn't work so well. But okay. But once, right? And he says, that's true. I remember Rav Machlis, one of our great Rabbeim in Yeshiva, says, when there's traffic on Friday, I'm so excited. I see Yirmiyahu jumping on top of the hoods of the car saying, see, I told you there'd be traffic one day in Yerushalayim. People wouldn't believe it. If I told my grandparents, you know, my great-grandparents, I say, but there's traffic. What are you talking about? So it could be that everything
there's
that...
always been traffic.
Right.
Even 50 years ago.
Right. Okay, good. Right. They never could figure out how to... Anyway, but fine. But what's the point? The point is, until now, we've seen... Excuse me for saying, but even the Mishnah Berurah could imagine there's going to be a time we start to rebuild, and that's where this different kivun comes. Comes Rav Melamed, and he quotes his Rebbe, Rav Svi Yehuda, and he says the following thing. Source number 10. So, of course, Rav Eliezer Melamed, the Rav of Har Bracha. So, Panini Halacha, he has a smaller piece on this, but this is a much longer piece that he writes. You can go, I gave you exactly the website if you want to read the whole thing. Shein Rabbi Mistapik Amiti Chayabim Levarach Bracha. So people don't know, should you make this bracha or not? Or Rav Sveiko Seinem Levarachim. Good, Suffolk Bracha Sakim. I don't know, should I make it, should I not make it? Better not to make it. Ulam Das Moir Virebi, Harav Svi Yehuda Kuk Zatzal. Rav Kook held Haisa should sorech lahakpiv. No. You have to get yourself to a point to say this bracha. Levarach bracha zu. Shehi bracha shevach v'hoidol Hashem. This is a bracha that we're praising Hashem. Al yishuv aretz, that we're returning to the land. We should say this. Thank you. V'chei noheg b'fol levarach. And he would make the bracha meisiv gvol amona. Al makomas yishuv shena asadu be'eretz Yisrael. New yishuvim, new cities, new different places. V'chein ha'id. Came Rav Hadari. Rav Hadari, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat HaKotel. Rav Rosh Yeshivat HaKotel. Ki, Harav Kook, Birech Mesiv Gol Amanu, 45 years. When? Givat Washington. Givat Washington writes out of KBY. That was a new town they built. Be'eshe Egia. He gave for a pigeon a bain. Happens to be a Talmud that I was with in Yeshiva, Danny Shiloh. Very cool. So he, I didn't go to the, I wasn't invited. So he was, in my days, he was in the Yeshiva. He said he went there as well. Ve'id HaRav Reuven Heller, that also Rav Kook, Birech Mesiv Gulamana, Be'shegia, Mila, in Neve Yaakov. Right? Shenichruva Acher Sheshes Yamin, V'chulu V'chulu. Well, now look at the second Barak Mori Rabbi. So he says HaRav Svi Yehuda, Diver Mispar Pamim. He spoke about this in Yeshiva, this bracha, many, many times. V'nisker, and he said the following thing. Yesh kama shechashashu, and I quote, shechashashu levarach biglal divei riff. People didn't want to make the bracha because the riff's talking about shuls only. Aval, efshul l'smach al shlosha amudei halacha. Yeah, but seemingly very interesting how he jumps to clearly the Rambam, the Rashi, and the Shulchan Aruch hold it's true. I know their Lashon talks about by Cheney. Okay, Ulevarech Yesh Matzavam Behem Pachem Yibrach Levatala. Scary. Sarah Sedebrois Moitzi Shem Hashem Lashav. And here's the line of all lines. Sveikos bebrachos, sveikos beamuna. Safik brachos lahakel? It's because you don't believe in Hashem. It's because you don't believe that what's being rebuilt here, that even the Givat Washington's and the Neve Yaakov's and the Ramat Shilohs of the world, they're being rebuilt. That is Hashem saying, hi, come back. By Shlishi, it's coming. Come back to my home. Hodiah. Nefesh benefesh. NBN.org. Okay. Hodia Shemokein, Tilato, Hashem's bringing the praises. How do we not give him a bracha? Mr. Obama Zechan Mizrum Yushev Chadosh. I was invited to different Yushev. This is Rav Cook still speaking. Lechachil Haya Roy Levarach Miyad. Hinder Mitzvah. Right when I got to the town, I get out of the car and I said the bracha. Mikol Mokim Echrati Ketsas. Mikavan Shal P. Rob Mivakshmi Menel Ledaber Vazbarach Mikol Rab. I didn't want to get out of the car right away, even though you should do it right away. He's reading my team in the mitzvahs, maybe. Because I was going to speak anyway. Ah, it would be cool. You speak and then you make the bracha. You got something to talk about. Ah, so I waited. Rav Hajus Melech. Rai Bashum Pursume Nisa. Fine. That's what he writes. Aval b'chol ha-razim sha'adayin lo mushavim karoyi. Shatzorach od li tametz l'kayim bahem. Etz mitzvah yushav eretzran. Kedai. Ebi adreina v'lo b'yad uma. Acheretz lo shemomel. He goes, okay, what about these little shmol yushavim? He goes, okay, but we're still something. They're only caravans. So what? They're not by the Goyim. See, he questions this. He says, and certainly when it comes to places in Yehuda v'Shomron, HaGolan, HaNegev, Chelek min HaGalil, Chelek min HaMer Gezio, he says, yeah, v'nir shekam, misha'enu margish, I don't feel it, Tzarek Levarach. Shekol haroi es habatim, shemak v'halalu, ro'otam b'yushuvam. You should make the bracha, and I think this answers your question. It has nothing to do with Aliyah. You have the schus of going to visit, one of your cousins who lives in Yehuda v'Shomron, and you get there. Okay, so maybe you also should make brachas going home. That's another question, right? But once he says, "Yeah, you should make the bracha." Hashem's rebuilding. What does it have to do with making aliyah? Kefi shalamdanu al aril mitzkiel shekvar miushavim biyehuda rabim. And so he answers the question: what you should do in certain places? He says, "What about Yushalayim?" And we'd be building the Amana's place. Maybe you should. Some argue that Yerushalayim is different. Maybe different in a positive way. You definitely should. Or it was already started to be rebuilt before. Okay, there's different questions over there. But the Yesod, he writes, he says, Umi she'eno shem libo, ve'eno sameach b'kach, lo yivarech. Yeah. You got to work on yourself. If you're not happy in seeing Eretz Yisrael being rebuilt. Really fascinating, fascinating tshuva from the words of Rav Cook. Very, very scary. A few weeks ago, not that many weeks ago, in fact, Kenny called me. I was supposed to be working. It was 8:30. It wasn't that bad. It was 8:30. And he calls me and he hears, I don't know if you heard, it was very windy. I don't know. He says, where the heck are you? You don't get to say this a lot. Where are you? I'm like, oh, I'm in Hebron. And he's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm working, out of the office today. You know, I'm in Chevron. I'm visiting Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Okay, anyway, Kenny really couldn't say anything to that. He's like, oh, okay. In any case, so my regards, right? So I hope you get a deal with them, right? Do they need catering? Okay, so we happened to be there, so they took us on a tour. So we went on a tour, and they said, you're one of the first groups ever to come into this place until the army had to clear it because it's next to many different Arab apartments and homes, so they have tremendous security. Unbelievable. They unearthed this gorgeous place that has a number of different mikvahs. They found olive presses and grape presses. They made their wine and olive oil. So they couldn't figure out, this woman's explaining it. She's actually a great-granddaughter of Rav Cook. She's explaining it, and she says, we couldn't figure out why they're three mikvahs here. And then we realized something very miuchad. This was the wine that they would bring to the Beis HaMikdash. The wine that the Mishnah tells us that the wine that was for the Beis HaMikdash had to be done b'kodesh. They had to go to the mikveh each time. She says, that's why they're here. Psh, this is unbelievable. So one of the rabbeim there says to, there's other rabbeim there, does anybody know there's a bracha? I think there's a bracha. It's called, I'm like, ah, I know the bracha. I'm so excited. I go, you don't know the bracha? Are you crazy? You know? Okay, it was a year ago I heard the bracha. And he says to me, what do you think? Can we make the bracha here? So I said, psh. I said, there's a tshuva from my Svi Yehuda. He's like, Svi Yehuda, this is his granddaughter's right here. And he starts saying the bracha before I finish the sentence. And said, However, I'm not sure you say it on mikvahs. Maybe on a new town, and it was too late already. He said the bracha. Anyway, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Each and every new town that you go to.
So you're Masubic. Why did you tell him? So made a
bracha. Right, right. It's good. If you know him, it's fine. So no. So that's a good question. So Rav Kook, yes, he said it. I remember Bischus Kenny Yeager liked the story when Rav Benny came to. Hey, Rav Benny used to teach Olam Shalom. Seichat Zal Gavracha used to teach in Yeshiva Leva Torah. So the first time he came, he grabbed Rav Boaz Mori, the Rosh Yeshiva's hand, and he says, wait a second. And he said it really with beautiful Shema Malchus. Baruch Mesev Gula Amano. Unfortunately, I just didn't know what was going on at that point. But yeah, he said, of course he said it. What do you mean? You built it, there's nothing here before. Who knows who lived here before? It's truly unbelievable. Once in a while, I want to excite my kids, so I put some coins in the dirt. And they go, oh my God, this quarter, where's this quarter from? I'm like, oh my God, maybe, you know, it's President, maybe, right? Maybe Washington. No, I'm kidding, It's like you ever go for dig for the day. It's by our house, dig for the day. So we did dig for the day. Once I remember we went with my parents. It was really, my kids couldn't believe it. You really find all the pottery and stuff. So after a while, I was wondering, do they just plant the pottery? This is fun for the Americans to do. And all of a sudden, my kid found a piece of pottery from the time of the Chashmonaim. It's hard to believe, yeah? Anyway, he, of course, put it in his pocket and took it home. Anyway, you'll see there's a pot there that has a little hole. My son has it at home. Okay, so there's another tshuva, again, along the same lines. There are actually two. I only quoted one over here. His name is Dr. Zolden, Rabbi Dr. Zolden, Arab Yehuda Zolden. He's the head of Machon Haaretz, Machon Torah Haaretz. He actually was the Rav of Neve Dekalim, which was one of the yeshuvim. That unfortunately was uprooted a number of years ago. So he has a whole beautiful piece over here. As well, by the way, there's another Rav, Rav Yehuda Amichai, who also writes beautifully about this as well. He was actually asked the Shaila, interestingly enough, this is obviously years ago, we're moving to Gush Katif. Should we make the bracha there? Why? You have the famous Rambam. I actually just read the Rambam yesterday. Doesn't want to listen to lessons from the Lev. I quote this Rambam, where the Rambam speaks about Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Hasid Lozva, right? Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shnia. Yeshua versus Ezra, which is, so we hold that Gush Katif was a very interesting place. It was wonderful, it was beautiful, but one of the reasons why they grew everything they grew there besides Shumas Amash, there was no inyan of Shemitah there, because it's really outside the Gevulos of Eretz Yisrael. Has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, all different Shilas. So he says, maybe you're not going to make the bracha over there. Why? Because it's not technically part. It's like Rav Yashav had a famous Psak where he said, somebody asked about going to Eilat for Pesach. So he said you should hold 2 days there. Wow. So somebody said, because it's not from. He's like, no, because it's not really part of Eretz Yisrael. Because from when he got it, that's not why. So very interesting. Maybe that's why. You tell him not to go. Good, yeah. He said 2 days. Fine. Okay, so that's a halachic part. But this Rabbi Amichai says, yeah, but you still make the bracha because it's part of the Gevulos. We know this. Unfortunately, we don't have all the parts. Parts of Jordan for sure. Parts of Syria. Right? They were part of the larger Gevulah that Jews lived in that was part of considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. So here Rav Zolden asked another question. He talks of his manenu b'Eretz Yisrael, anu b'matzav tov yoter mishal bayit sheni. He says, he takes this Rashi, he says, I'll tell you what Rashi was talking about. Obviously Rashi couldn't fathom what he's about to say here. We're in a better times than in bayit sheni. Me'ach she'anu chayim b'medinat Yisrael, right, haribanut, u'b'chol ir kemat b'chol yeshuv, there's a shul. Right. By the way, others, I'm not sure this is what he's getting at, but others say, Rav Malamed writes, he says, you know what? If you're going to make the bracha anyway at a town, wait till you get to a shul, because then you're yoked to the riff as well. So he says, but every town, I think he's pretty right about this, every town has a shul, Baruch Hashem, most of them have mikvahs. Last week in Har Bracha, Rav Malamed's town, there's that great story, I'm sure you all have the story, right, about a guy that's on Miluim. So his job is he's checking the Eruv, and he finds two terrorists there. That was the moment I told my son, you're not going to Hesed Yeshiva in Har Bracha. Okay, fine. Adam Shem Agia Pam Rishon El Yeshuv Shehu Lo Bikur Velo Kodem Zayn. He's just visiting. He was never there. And it's new. Yeshul Vavarach Brichon Meitziv Gulom Manon. Bevadai Im Yesh Bat Kedesim Malkam. Especially if there's a shul there. V'chein Kasav Rav Chaim Dovid Alev. So we quoted Rav Kook, now he quotes the famous Rav Chaim David Alevi, the great chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, could have been the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. It's a very fascinating story. I actually was reading his book one day. I got caught. But there was somebody speaking in the yeshiva, and I was embarrassed to leave. I didn't think it was nice. It was 4 o'clock, so I had to go to work. But I felt bad because, whatever. Anyway, so I was sitting in the back of the base medrash, but I didn't really want to hear him speak, so I took out a book. So I was reading the biography of Rav Chaim David Alevi. So it says that he was a tremendous Zionist, and Rav Adi Yosef asked him to take over as chief rabbi of Israel. And he said, just one small thing, you have to join Shas. But he was a Zionist that was part of in those days, I don't know, Maftal, whatever it was called then, the Mizrahi party. So he said he couldn't do it. So he's a great story. He missed out to be chief rabbi of Israel because he stood for his morals. So he says, Lo haya makum levarich bracha zu ad hakamas dinus Yisrael. You're right. Rashi's right. I can't fathom. You couldn't make this bracha. I always get emotional when I talk about different things in my house, although I got in trouble once when I said this. I was at a family simcha, and I said, it's hard to imagine. I wonder what my grandfather would have thought. I use it very often. Right next to my Shabbos table, I have my grandfather's chumashim. So I like to take it out when we do Parsha, because I always say, look at this great chumash. Chumash was written in 1930-something in Poland. It was smuggled out of Poland, taken to America. Would my grandfather ever think I would be using a Shabbos in Medina Yisrael, the place he loves so much? It's unbelievable to think that. So one of my cousins said, wait a minute, why'd you get grandpa's, why'd you get papa's chumash? I was like, you moved to Eretz Yisrael, we'll talk. Okay, fine. So fine, you know, it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. So he says, and he says, he continues, and he says, Aval kasher zachiti l'shilton Yisrael b'Eretz Yisrael, nitin l'varach b'racha zu. I once gave a shiur many years ago, Tuesday night shiur, it was Yom Yerushalayim, and I gave a shiur, it was entitled Yom Yerushalayim according to the Haredim, something like that, where I pointed out that even according to the Haredim, Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where Moshe writes, doesn't matter what you think about Eretz Yisrael, bracha, no bracha, Yom Atzma, doesn't matter. One thing that is 100% true when it comes to ripping Kriya, because we now have Yerushalayim, so you don't rip on, normally you should, on Ari Yehuda, you should rip. He says, the fact that we're B'Shelton, because it's not a political statement. He says, you can't rip Kriya anymore. So I pointed out different halachas that would apply, because Eretz Yisrael, is it, even according to the biggest Haredim of Haredim, there's still some nafkamidas lahalacha if Eretz Yisrael is controlled by Jews. Right?
Rip on
Harabais. Yeah. Not according to everyone, but yeah. There is a Zionist, you know, apparently Rav Kook said, no, because it's being rebuilt. People don't. You should. I don't know why people don't do it today. It's I don't know. Unfortunately, I used to try very hard to go every 30 days. My schedule doesn't permit as much, but it's, yeah, when I go, I have, my wife has a custom. She misses me so much when I'm visiting here. So she likes to throw out my clothes. She goes into my closet. She takes out clothes. So I said to her, please, it's great. You could do that, no problem. But you need to leave shirts over. She says, for what? I said, because when I go to the hotel, I need the Kriya. She says, maybe
my
you shouldn't.
My problem is maybe something to cut it.
To cut it with, yeah, okay. So yeah. So he says, Rav Chaim David HaLevi, Meir, Shekarlo, Sphere of Yehuda Kook, Shebiker, Achad Yushevim, same type of story. And he made the bracha. And he says, Tov Asa, it was good that you made the bracha. Right, and he goes on to say, Mesik Bul Amana, Kishah Birech, he would say this at Amila, and even in Ve'yakov, and Yerushalayim, some of the things that we said there. Kashin Matzav Achshav Doimesh is at Bayit Sheni. How do you answer this? Rashi would say, because it's the same thing that Rashi said. It's like Bayit Sheni, and as we said, even better, Bivichinat Kalkalit, Anu Afmin Matzav Tov Yoter, Bekamuta Yehudim, there are more Jews that live here, Brimanut Midan Yisrael, Vichulu Vichulu. And that's why it says Kigon, like. Rashi couldn't imagine a kagon, but that's what it is. And that's basically what he writes. So just end the last paragraph. He says, HaChashash ve'apachat shema l'shez ha'bracha l'vatala. Just like we said, Machlekes ha'rishoinim. How can you go ahead and say, Rav Yehuda, of course, said, as we said before, Sakmi razli sachas be'amuna. L'var gorim l'kach, she'ein anu moidim. It's almost showing that we're not moidim, the Baruch Shalom. We're not giving shech vo'idav l'makom. The Avshal L'barach, the reign of Zoych l'yishu v'Eretz Yisrael. We were able to return to Eretz Yisrael. U'la'asir b'kach. And we're taking off the big day almana. We're taking the clothes of the almana and putting beautiful clothes on her. How many times shomeima? Now it's returning to a time that it's not shomeima. And therefore it's a very important thing to go ahead and take the bracha. So you could be correct. It could be that this is not a bracha on Aliyah, but it's a bracha on Zionism. Those people who are Zionistic and feel that there's something special that's happening, there's something unique and beautiful in Eretz Yisrael, would have a chiyuv to make this bracha when they see a new yeshuv. Right? A new yeshuv could mean a yeshuv I never went to even. Right? Not mamashuv. So it could be. So it could be that this gentleman who made this bracha on Ir David is correct. That maybe that was the only bracha he should have said. But that's the idea. So there is this possibility of this, as we said, this idea of the simcha, this of recognizing what the Rebbeinu Shlom has given us is amazingly unique. It's amazing bracha to think that we're able to have this land and we're thanking Hashem, we're giving hodah to Hashem. It's one of the things that unfortunately, in my humble opinion, we don't do too much anymore. As I started off by saying the Shechianu, maybe we don't say Shechianus anymore because we're not so happy anymore about things that we should be happy about. That's the only time I can say this. I had a machloikus with Rabbi Soloski. No, I didn't really. And Metzios. So I thought that in Eretz Yisrael, when we get new fruit, so let's say, for example, I know when I come here, so you could have any fruit you want. You go a few blocks away, the fruit market is everything. Right? Hardly get... In Eretz Yisrael, you can't find a grape now. You can't find a strawberry now. Right? There's oranges and there's apples. You should go, yuck. Maybe you can get a pear. That's it. So now, in a few months from now, they're going to start to have strawberries again. They're going to start to have cherries again. So I tell you, you should make a bracha. It's a great simcha. My kids are so happy. I think there's a... Why? Because you're a matzah... When you have something, you have it all the time. We take it for granted. That's what this hodah is, Tashab. Saying, I shouldn't take for granted what I had. We have to think a little bit. What didn't you have? There might be some people in the room, right, that could remember that time. My parents had the zchus of being the first plane from the United States of America that landed in Eretz Yisrael after the 67 war. First, they had to stop in Cyprus because they wouldn't let them land. But then it's amazing. Right? A euphoria. 1967, people thought the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt. It was that time. So we should give hodah to Hashem for the great things that He's given us. And even if we don't have the schus right now being able to live there, but recognizing, that's also hodah. It's giving hodah to recognizing the great toivas the Rabbanu Shalom gift us. That's also a tremendous gift. We should be zoicha with that gift to continue in rebuilding the entire, of course, Eretz Yisrael, but certainly Yerushalayim, and l'hafoch, the time of Avelus, of Almana, to a time of great simcha of the Binyan and Beis HaMikdash. Meher v'yameinu.
Amen. Amen.